We were expecting guests today from Ghana, the Okrons, but I don't see them here. Brother and Sister Okron, if you're here, show yourself. No. Okay. They're not here. Well, we just finished our district conference on Thursday and Friday and Saturday. Yesterday it ended, and they were in town from Ghana, and we're glad to share greetings and had expected to be here today, but something must have prevented them. But Reverend Joe Okron, we've met him before, is the director of our mission field and the churches in the nation of Ghana and Africa, and so we're certainly sad to have missed him, but we'll continue to keep them in prayer. A few weeks ago, I was listening to some of our brothers and sisters here in the church, and you mentioned that you were missing your homeland because it's mango season there, and the fruit is fresh, and it's wonderful. And I used to agree with you totally until I came down allergic about 5 years ago to it. So I feel like I miss out on it even more than I ever did before. Not having grown up in an environment where you could just go take it off the tree and enjoy it. But here in this land, there are some things that bear fruit, and they are coming to fruition right now. And that's this. No, it's not a mango, but it comes in different varieties and slightly different flavors. And so, as we thought about the spiritual fruits, and we say these words of Scripture again, seeing if we can remember them, let's think about this. If you have your little card with you that has the memory verse on it, that's great. But if you don't, let's see if we can remember it together. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. And there, against these, there is no law. Or is it, there is no law against... How is it? Against these things, there is no law. Let's try that again. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against these things, there is no law. Yeah. We talked in the last 3 weeks about self-control, then gentleness, then faithfulness. And today, as you may have figured out from the music and the words, we're thinking about goodness. We talk a lot about the goodness of God. But the fact is, the fruit of the Spirit is meant to be alive in us, that goodness is meant to flow from us. But since these are so beautiful, who wants one? This version is called Gala. Do you like Gala? Anybody? Raise your hand. Come on. All right. Catch. Oh, almost. This one's a Granny Smith, a little tartar. Who wants tart? Who likes that? Catch. This one is also a Gala. Who wants this? Can you catch? Way back there? Oh, not quite. Golden Delicious. Right to him. Good catch. Another Golden Delicious. Who wants this one? Really? Seriously? There's a window behind you, so I'm still not going to throw it there. Last thing Pastor needs is to be blamed for breaking the building. There you go. Okay. No, I'm getting rid of all of these, so you better raise your hand if you want to have something yummy. Here's a Red Delicious, my favorite. Who wants this one? Thanks for coming. Another Golden Delicious. Who wants this one? Ready? Nice catch. Another Granny Smith. Somebody likes tart. Really? You want this one? Okay. Stand up, girl. Come into the aisle. We don't want to hit anybody in the face. Nice. Oh, almost got it. Okay. Another Red Delicious. Stand up. I don't want to hit our visitor in the head there. Excellent. Another Red Delicious. Who throws food at church, right? No. Oh, one-handed. I'm impressed. Gala? Gala going... Oh, Susan, you ready? Woo! Granny? Tart? Night. Oh, oh! Golden Delicious, last Golden Delicious. Who wants it? Going, going? Ian? All right. Our visitor, Ian. Thank you, brother. One more gala. One more gala. Going once. Oh, yes. Thanks. Stand up, my dear. Ah, well done. One more Granny Smith. Last tart taste buds. Stand up, brother. Yes. Nice, son. And one more Red Delicious. All right. Domi, yours. All right. We don't have the mango here, but we have the fruit tree that's apple. And it's wonderful to have fruit. Fruit is a beautiful thing. It makes people feel good. In fact, I know a lot of you don't even want sweets for dessert. You want fruit dessert. I've learned that about you in our 9-plus years together, and I'm glad for that. As I think about fruit, it's a good thing. And Jesus' words in Luke chapter 6, verses 43 to 45, pick up on this image of trees that bear fruit. And that's why I wanted to share that with you today. If you have it open, hear these words in Jesus' teaching from Luke chapter 6, beginning at verse 43. He says, "No good tree bears bad fruit, nor does a bad tree bear good fruit. Each tree is recognized by its fruit. People do not pick figs from thorn bushes or grapes from briars. A good person brings good things out of the good stored up in their heart, and the evil persons, bring evil things out of the evil stored up in their hearts, for out of the overflow of the heart, the mouth speaks." Jesus started talking about trees, and as I think about the words he uses for good and bad, there's some things that we easily think we hear in the English language. Jesus isn't saying that sometimes trees bear good fruit and sometimes they bear bad fruit, because that's not the case. Everything that God created is good. And everything that God made that grows from the ground is a symbol of his generosity to us. Every tree that bears fruit, it bears a fruit that is good for something. Now, it may not be good for human consumption, but it may be good as meal for animals, or even fertilizer as it rots on the earth. But there is no such thing as a tree that bears bad fruit. The question is, what is that tree's fruit made to do? A bad tree, as Jesus will say in another place, is a tree that bears no fruit at all. And the gardener comes and says, "Why is this tree not producing fruit?" A bad tree has no fruit, but any tree that produces fruit is good. Every gift that God gives is good and meant for good. And then Jesus takes the illustration one step further and says, "Briar patches, that is not a fruit tree. You will not go to the briar patch and expect it to produce good things. The thorn bush is meant to protect roses and a few other plants on which thorns grow, but that is not a fruit that you are meant to eat. And so you don't go to those places to look for the things that you need. But all that God makes is good." But then Jesus applies this directly to us, people who hear his words. And although we don't catch it in the English, in the original language, Jesus uses a very different word. He says simply the word "good," describing the fruit. It does exactly what it's made for. It gives exactly what it's supposed to. But people are at a different level of good. And this time, it's not coupled with good and bad, but it's coupled with good and evil. Even though we translate good the same way, it's not the same way. Jesus understands that we are moral creatures. We make decisions about what we want and what we like. And just like Eve in the very first moments made a choice to pick of a certain tree from which she was said, "Do not eat of its fruit," we also choose every day what fruit we will ingest and how that will change our future. How interesting that Jesus uses this very thing. Sometimes we think of good on the simple level. It's being polite. It's being nice. It's being respectful. And that is the definition of our culture as Canadians. We are asked to be polite and respectful and nice. And maybe you come from a culture that's not Canada, but also values those things. Against such things, there is no law there either. But when Jesus switches gears and uses this word for good, he indicates something much more steep than being polite, nice, respectful people. Jesus says, I want you to bear fruit that is good. God the Father looks for fruit that is more than good. This word means giving, producing, serving, benefiting another entity. Here's the deal. From the moment the humans were placed in the garden, they alone were given a job to do. Of all the creatures that were made, the trees, the plants, the animals, the grass, only one was commissioned with assignment, and that was to bless and preserve and benefit and give out toward the creation itself, to steward it, if you will. You see, being good in God's understanding of the word has much more to do with how I am generous, how I am serving, how my life is benefiting all that God has given in the world to me, whether it's other people or other things that I've been given to manage temporarily as a steward of gifts like this. You see, fruits can go bad for human consumption. People go evil based on their propensity to care for themselves. It's interesting to me that in the last couple of months, our church has added a doctrine to its list of 21 official doctrines. It's not very often we add a new doctrine to our faith. But they've added one we never had before called the doctrine of sin. And you're thinking to yourself, really? How were we in church without having a doctrine of sin all these years? Well, it was included in the ideas of some other doctrines, but now the new number 9 of the 22 will be about sin. And one of the phrases in there says this about it, and it speaks to what we're saying today, that in every human there is this proclivity toward sin. And almost every time the humans will choose to be nice but still take what they want and use it for themselves. They will be self-oriented, and they will think that the universe revolves around them in the way that they use their money, their time, their interest, or maybe the people they love most. Notice that Jesus says these words right on the heels of talking to a large group of people, and he starts out by talking to you. You've been told, love your friends, hate your enemies. Those are the good people. Those are the bad people. Those are the good people. Those are the evil people. But I say to you, no such animal. All that I have made is good. They are all your people. Love your enemies. Bless those who curse you. Whoa, Jesus, you're breaking it down here. My whole life, I've been told there's people who are those people. You know, we've been hearing a lot in the news the last couple of weeks about people who operate under that assumption. There's our people and there's your people. I couldn't help but think of this as I was watching the news last Sunday as the Pride Parade got shut down by Black Lives Matter. And you had the Black Lives Matter group and the Pride group and the police. And every single group was watching for their turf, defending their rights, that they're not respected, that they're the ones who are treated poorly, and evidence is there for all three groups to say it. But Jesus says, enough of that. It's not us and them. And if you live that way, you will destroy each other. Do you think that conflict's going to end tomorrow? Dream on. It won't. It won't end for years. It won't end for generations. Why do you think every single government is still making apologies to First Nations groups? Because it never ends when you look at people as us, them. Jesus says, no, All that I have made is made to bless the world. All that I have made is to be good, not just polite, not just respectful, doing good, pouring out, caring for others, generously stewarding all. Wow, Jesus, this is hard. This is tough stuff. It is. The fact is, we are made to grow and flourish. We are made to produce fruit. Fruit that's bright and shiny and makes you want to come get a piece of it. You see, the spiritual fruits aren't for you to feel good about. The spiritual fruits in your life are about other people who will see you and they'll say, I want some of that. That person is good. That person is generous. That person is compassionate. That person will hear me out. That person will respect me, even though I'm different, even though I have things in my life that are a problem, even though I might be a wreck. I'm not going to be in the them group. I'm going to be in the us group. You know, there's only one way to be a kingdom person. To have everybody in the us group. Because polite and respect and thoughtful isn't going to get you there. Because Jesus says, out of the heart, something grows. It's either your own human spirit, that just like Eve and every single person who's been born from her ever since has done, you will look out for number one because nobody else is gonna. Or you're going to have another spirit well up in you, and it's going to be God's. And when God's spirit dwells in you, the outflow just starts to happen. And you start finding yourself thinking less about yourself, less than think about protecting what's yours and who's them and who's us. And you start thinking more about you and you and you and you and you and you and what you need and how I can help and how I can bless and how I can give till I got nothing left to give. Trees never complain when they're picked clean. That's what they were made for. Oh, and Jesus says to us, it's a good thing when you're picked clean because that's what you're made for. So what grows in and pours out of you? What passes through your heart and extends itself in the world? Today is Outreach Day. We're going to go out in the neighborhood. We're going to plan to go out in Thunder Bay. We're going to plan to go out for VBS. We're going to go out and do notes for our homebound who can't be with us. All these ways, every one of you in this room are going to pick something to do in the next 15 minutes. But I'd be wrong if I didn't say to you this first, dear friends. The Lord Jesus wants to place his spirit in you so that what grows and is fruitful in you isn't just a manifestation of your own selfish interests and the people you choose to put in your our group. And that's the only way that love will ever flow. It's the only way that people will say, there's a goodness in you that I don't see in anybody else. There's a goodness in you that sounds and looks and feels and smells and tastes like God, and I need more of that. Because I got enough of the bad garbage that grows in this world where everybody's protecting and defending and angry and protesting and sitting in and striking out against and abusing. Seen enough of that. Maybe you're a person here today and you want God's Holy Spirit to seed in you, to birth in you, and begin that transforming work that only he can do. You got to pray for that. Let's pray. Father, you are good, and all that you do is good, and the things you do agree with your words. We hear your words, Jesus, today, and some of us have never had your Spirit birthed in us. But you've told us that if we believe that you have come from God, you will cleanse us, forgive us from sins, purify us, and place your good spirit in us. Some of us have never, ever, ever offered that prayer. We're just trying to be polite, respectful, and token good things. Forgive us for our arrogance. Forgive us for our selfishness. It is sinful in your eyes. Our proclivity toward evil is always on display, even if we can control our tongues. How we pray, Jesus, that because of your real life and your real godness, you send your Spirit when we ask. We believe in you, Jesus. You are the one who has come from God. You are the one who alone has done good upon this earth at every turn. How we long to be more like you, but how we need your Spirit to make it good. Oh God, send us your Spirit, that we may have your life within us, that what pours from our heart and through our lips and off our tongue will generously, repeatedly, consistently, mercifully reflect your good to the people we love the most who irritate us most, to the people we know least and have always called them. Thank you for hearing us today and for what you will do through us now as we choose to be good in these generous expressions. Amen. If you're here today and you've invited the Lord to come and seed himself in you for the first time, please talk to me about it afterwards. I want to be able to pray with you and encourage you to nurture that which God has placed within you. Well, we do want to be good. And good isn't just about being nice and respectful and honorable and coming to church every Sunday and sitting here for an hour. True faith is faith that works, as James says. And so I offer you one of three opportunities to do good today, to reflect the goodness of God. Not many of you remember to wear your shirts, but we still have some for sale for $5. But you don't have to have a shirt on to walk through the neighborhood with us. It is a cool day out. It's colder outside there than it is in this room. So don't tell me it's too hot and you're going to pass out. Garbage. Do what is good. Come with us on prayer walk. We'll sing songs. We'll pass out invitations to VBS. We'll circle through a couple of blocks and we'll come right back. That's option one. Now, some of you, you have issues. Not arguing with you. Second option is this. Our Thunder Bay team is going to go to Thunder Bay, and they're going to go and bless a neighborhood there in a difficult part of town in that rugged city way far north from us here. We're going to pray and commission them. I almost forgot. Commissioning prayer for them. And the second option is for you to go to the gym, where they're going to pack some goodie bags that they can distribute to children in the neighborhood of that church. And they're going to take them with them. We've even bought the suitcase for them to check and fly it up there and give it all away. What a good thing to give. Generosity. Your third option is going to be to sit right here, and you will be given papers and pens, and I want you to write a note of encouragement to one of our homebound people. We'll make sure it gets in the mail, but we want you to write a note. If you don't know their names, that will also be provided for you. But don't just sit here and be nice. If you want to reflect the goodness of God, you're going to reach out, you're going to write, or you're going to pack, or you're going to walk. Oh, my friends, choose to do good. When Jesus says it, he always says, do good, not be good. It's never be good. You don't get to be good, and you're not good because you're here. You're good because you're going to serve the Lord and pour out from yourself today. So the first thing we're going to pour out is a prayer for our team that are going to Thunder Bay. Three of the four of them are here. Come on up. Philip, Montrese, I see you're here as well. Yvonne, I think you're here, aren't you? No? Oh, maybe she had to be at work. Wow. Well, she's working. Well, we'll pray for her and for Stephen, who are going with these two. If you want to pray for them, come on forward. Come around them. Put a hand on their shoulder. That's how we do as Methodists, or reach out your hand as we pray and ask God's protection and blessing on them as they go. For these two, for all four of our friends. Come on up. Do not wait. Express your goodness. Don't just sit there and be nice. Let's pray. Father, we are so glad that you are doing good things, and we have the chance to be a part of it. How we want that to grow in us, but we thank you for these four who are going to Thunder Bay. They're going to put money on the table. They're going to give time and effort. They're going to reach out to people that they don't normally do, those them people who live in the Fort William neighborhood of Thunder Bay, but God, they're not them. They are us. And I pray, we pray together that you would protect our brothers and sisters as they go. We pray that they would feel your Spirit pouring so much good into them that they just can't help but speak words of blessing and love to every person they meet. Give them wisdom to know what to say. Protect them in all of those conversations. Give them the assurance that you are with them and that you're pouring yourself out. And they may look different than people who live up north, but oh God, may people see this and say, there's good. I want some of that. We pray that they would be so appealing to those who are searching for answers, who struggle deeply with many things in that impoverished neighborhood there. Oh God, may it be a beautiful time when you show up and your goodness is radically on display. How we bless what these four will do. We ask for your power to them and your joy to them and every good spiritual fruit alive in them, that it may be a feast of mercy and blessing in every step they take, whether it's with the neighbors or the church people who are there, the people who run the hotel that they're staying at, the people in the airport they cross. Oh God, may they see that you are on the move and that your kingdom is beautifully going because of their loving, generous obedience. We look forward to how you will do that. In Jesus' name, amen. All right. Well, now it's our opportunity to do some good things. We're going to go do those for 15 or 20 minutes, and then we're going to come right back here and close with a hymn and a benediction. Sound like a plan? Glad you came today. If you're going to go on the prayer walk, go to the front doors right now. Papers will be provided for you. If you're going to stay here and write notes, move up close so that if somebody's going to lead you doesn't have to yell. Move up close now. If you're going to go help pack goodie bags for children in Thunder Bay, go to the gym. Go right now. We'll see you in 15 minutes. Ways in which you chose to express goodness today, to let the Spirit of God use you and maybe grow in you a new compassion, a new openness to see not just them, but us, to see how God's Spirit can use you to bless others. I'm going to ask the music team to come up, and we're going to sing our closing hymn, the lyrics of which are on the back of your bulletin, so please pick up your bulletin. Hopefully you didn't lose it between now and the movement, but if you did, you did a good thing. Indeed, what beautiful words. Through our loving good acts of service, the earth may find the destiny for which it was created. How beautiful could that be? Just before I give you the benediction, I just want to remind you that VBS is this Friday night, all day Saturday, and Sunday morning. So next Sunday, that makes next Sunday VBS Sunday as well. So if you know any children at all between the ages of 3 and 11, there's sign-up forms on the back. Bring them in by car, by rope, by whatever method it takes. We'd love to have your children too, and we promise to give them back happier than ever. So please sign up for that or talk to one of the staff members if you can help in a way or you're interested in being part of that. We'd love to know that. I think that's everything that needs to be said. So please receive the benediction. God the Father has made you. God the Son has reclaimed you. God the Spirit longs to seed in you and share his goodness throughout the earth. Go and be good and do good. Amen.